present. Yo, listen up. This is my tragic story. Just the breaking of my heart. Check it.
나 아직도 너를 지울 수 없어. 자꾸 네가 생각나. 네가 너무 보고 싶다.
잊을 수 없어.
내 맘 창문을 두드리는 빗소리. 네가 떠나버린 그 자리. 너무 나도
지나가는 너의 뒷모습 아무것도 할 수 없는 나는 거듭해서 매일 난 또 후회를 해 미안해 기도해 I want you to be back I can't 견딜 수 없어 네가 없는 하루니까 참을 수 없어 눈가에 눈물 흘러 내가 again 너를 잊을 수 있을까 언제까지 나는 이럴까
나 아직도 너를 지울 수 없어 자꾸 네가 생각나
Hey everyone, this is Noelle.
I'm Dave Dr. Foxy Brown.
For an episode 64 yes, of the All Is Rational K-Pop Podcast. It's got to be Easter for a while because it's been a while since we were here.
We gotta what are they, we gotta kick this up, otherwise it's gonna start being a monthly podcast. That's kind of sad considering that we started out weekly.
So sad. But I just realized that we're gonna be 2 years old soon.
Yes, we are.
Oh my god.
March.
Jesus, I have no idea time flies so fast.
Yeah, especially when you're not recording.
I blame me, you know, life happens.
Oh, but life happens to a lot of people in K-pop in the past year. Most of them probably thought they could get away without people knowing. So what we're going to talk about for a bit is the year. It's a continuation of the year in review, but this time we're talking about scandals. And hopefully this episode will get released before we get to, before the list of scandals in 2013 far eclipses the ones in 2012.
Because, you know, at the rate things are going right now, 2013 is going to eclipse 2012. Prepare. And it's just January, February now.
One common theory that you have to keep in mind is, sure, it seems like there's a huge abundance of scandals right now, but these kinds of things are always going on. It's just that, it's not that interesting, so it's typically not getting reported on, or people's agencies have paid a lot of money. But the common conspiracy theory is whenever someone screws up big in the government and they want it to get covered up, there's a flood of celebrities' personal lives just getting outed. Because
I know,
I mean, you can see that in Western culture as well, even though I think it's nearly as organized, but we much prefer, like, you, I don't know if you know, living where you live, but they talked about Beyonce lip syncing for like 12 days, and it's
I know, what is wrong with that? Like, she was supposed to sing the national anthem, right?
Yeah. And like,
oh, she did sing the national anthem, right? Okay.
I was looking at it from, you know, coming from a K-pop viewing perspective, something this big on that kind of stage, there's always a pre-recorded track, and the artist always has the option of not singing, basically.
I had no idea. Like, you know, I was thinking, did Beyonce have a pre-recorded track of the Star Spangled Banner ready just to whip out?
It was from the day before, from their practice walkthrough or whatever. They recorded it. And it played, and she sort of sang along with it. She was like, rather than make a mistake and that be all anybody talk about, I chose to go along with a pre-recorded track. I don't think she ever used the words lip sync, but that's what people took away from what she said. But just like that, like, that's just an example of how much we would rather talk about pop culture than what is actually going on in our individual countries and the things and the policies that actually concern us from day to day.
What were they trying to hide? Do you think they were trying to hide something when they kept on talking about Beyonce lip syncing?
I mean, I think there's so many different things that could filter into that. Like, the 24-hour news cycle, the fact that these people have nothing better to do, clearly. That they would rather not show bodies of dead brown people in Pakistan. The fact that they don't want to talk about as much the kids getting shot in Chicago. And there's so many other things they could focus on, but I think they feel like, okay, everyone loves Beyonce and she's about to perform at the Super Bowl. I do not love Beyonce, by the way. So they felt like if we keep talking about this, people will keep paying attention, even though there are no further developments in this situation.
You know how CNN does their news 24-hour news cycle? It's so annoying. One repeating the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah,
I think that's how you feel. Yeah, I get it. But that's how it is, right? You know, people would rather hear sort of good news. It's a lot better than it's a lot better than people dying.
Yeah,
buildings being blown up, stuff like that.
Natural disasters.
Yeah,
all things we don't really want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. But for K-pop, it's different. You know, in Korea, this is what they say. You unleash a scandal about a celebrity to cover up something that the government is doing. It's always about the government.
I mean, it's probably so much easier when it's a more insulated country in that there's not nearly as much diversity. It's a smaller country by a lot. And the government still has a news network, an official news network. As opposed to the United States, where they don't have one. So these sort of things can happen. And when you can threaten journalists and so on, it's a lot easier to get away with certain things. But anyway, to the scandals.
Yeah.
I don't know first. Which one you want to go with first.
Whatever I have here. IU and the Nyuk.
Like, this is... Because I'm on this side right now. And this we talked about, like, 2 months ago. But if you were under a rock or you're not a fan of either two people, you don't frequent the news sites, IU outed herself. Like, this wasn't even a case
silly girl
of journalists exposing you because whatever conspiracy or because they're desperate for page hits. Like, I don't know what photo she was trying to upload to Twitter, but she uploaded a picture of herself in pajamas and Eunhyuk shirtless in bed. To Twitter, where people...
What are you supposed to think, right?
Where you have fans who live on both sides of the world, so no matter what time you upload this picture, there's probably at least 50,000 people that are going to see it. And they screen cap the picture. Of course it hit all the news sites. Of course everybody's concerned about the fact that IU, who's supposed to be pure and innocent, even though she and Taylor Swift are just about the same age, she's hilarious. And, Eunhyuk being Eunhyuk, who is rumored to have left many women in his wake, and just...
Rumored?
Whatever. Okay. True. I don't know. I don't pay attention to him anymore. I don't know what's true and what's a rumor.
Oh my god, Eunhyuk. I mean, I've never really imagined him as being such a playboy or something, but people have been talking. Apparently, he used to date Gina. Apparently.
I don't know. I don't even know what to say, because, like, K-pop is, like, incestuous, almost, because everybody knows everybody, and, well, you have limited options when it comes to who you're going to have relationships with, because nobody on Earth can literally keep up with your schedule, except other people who don't sleep, so it does
so
not surprise me
when
they date
each other,
though.
Yeah. But you know what? Now that I brought it up, I think Eunhyuk should just have stayed with Gina. I mean, Gina's a better choice.
Wow. Maybe they had problems in their relationship. Maybe, I don't know when.
Yeah, I guess.
When were
she
they?
She was still a trainee. Oh, I think when she was still a trainee.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like that. It was that long ago. That's what, 3 years ago? She could have still been a trainee. I don't even know when she debuted. I'm just terrible as a fan. I know she debuted after Ju. Because it was, it has to be 2010, because she debuted after 4 Minute.
Oh, yeah. Before that, she was in 2PM's music video, right?
That was a jillion years ago. That was 2008.
Wow.
Yeah. because
how can I remember these things?
I don't know why I remember that. I don't only really remember. Well, I've watched the music video more than 7 times, but not only was she, because she was the object of lust through the whole video, and then like she has a dude. The guy comes at the end, and they're all just like heartbroken. And then Yubin walks past, and they forget all about her. I'm just like, this video is so stupid.
Yeah, but anyway, IU and Eunhyuk, stupid, okay? It's not even supposed to be a scandal, but you know, it's IU's fault. She outed herself.
It's a sad personal mistake that could happen to anybody. This is why you don't keep incriminating photos on your phone, ever. Like,
stupid girl.
Even if it was not a situation where you uploaded the picture yourself, like your phone could have gotten stolen, you could have left your phone somewhere, you could have dropped it, some other person picked it up and just didn't give it back to you because they saw dropped
the phone.
That would
be a lot worse. Like, I mean, I wonder how many photos she has in her phone. Incriminating photos. If she loses her phone, what would happen?
Probably hundreds. Like, if you're keeping this picture. And again, we don't know if the relationship was still going on because they were doing their typical netizen thing, and it's like, this pajamas got burned like 3 months ago, so she says she doesn't wear it anymore, and they posted pictures of it with it burned, and it's like, okay, so this picture could have been taken anywhere upwards of 3 months ago, so they might still be in the relationship, but they may not be, and we don't even know.
Things like this can break them apart.
Of course, like, me personally, that would have been the end of that. It's like, I already can't take too much questioning about my relationship status. Like, the fact that the other person just accidentally unleashed the media on us and the fans? No. I'd be like, look, I can burn through other chicks. Let me just not. This was fun. Let's do a handshake and get out of here.
Right. So, yeah. After that, well, IU apparently has a new drama out. Oh, no, she's going to start in a new drama.
Good luck.
Yeah.
It'll probably be fine. Maybe.
Yeah.
At least
people aren't still willing to forgive her, though. Not a lot of people are.
At least this way, she won't have to ease herself into an adult concept. Like, she just pretty much knocked the door down. So she should be fine, musically.
Yeah. She should be okay. Eunhyuk, well, same old, Super Junior, like, I care. Okay. There's nothing else to say about that, though.
It is so bad that we are literally at the point where we care more about IU than we do Super Junior. That's just
sad.
Life has changed.
I know. I don't know what happened to the world. One thing, though, Heechul is about to be released from the army soon. This year.
I don't know what's going to happen to all of us when he comes out of the army.
Oh my god. I wish he comes back on Twitter.
Who's that man? He's going to be 30 this year. He's going to be
famous.
He probably will. Like, that'll probably be the first. You know he loves attention. And Twitter is like the ultimate place to get attention.
Gosh, it's so funny. I remember him being so gangster. He was trying to learn English. I was on Twitter. Do you remember that, T?
Unfortunately, yes, I do remember.
So funny.
And he never slept. Like, he was awake when I was awake. He was awake when he should be awake. He was awake when both of us should be asleep, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Twitter was like his life, that and cat pictures. So
yeah. So anyway, we move on because I and Eunhyuk done. Eunhyuk, what did they say? Eunhyuk?
Eunhyuk. You can say Eunhyuk.
Oh my god.
Anyway, enough of your foreign slips. A lot of these things that we have to talk about are quite concerning and sort of depressing, actually. But last year, we had the CEO of Open World Entertainment, who I completely forgot who their artists were.
I know Jungjin was from Open World, but he was able to terminate his contract.
But it done so immediately.
Yeah, Idol Group. Open World. It was guys.
The boss.
Yes, the boss.
Daeguk Nama in Korean and X5 were both from Open World. They had two actors that left right after the scandal because I don't blame them. X5 left in December of 2012.
They were able to leave? I had no idea they were able to leave.
That's what it says here. The boss.
What about the boss?
I guess they're still there. But they were promoting primarily in Japan, so I don't even know how much that affects them, but we'll see.
All right. So, what his name is Jang Suk-woo, right?
Yeah.
Jang
Suk-woo. And what happened with him is that he got accused by 11 former female trainees of molestation, varying levels of rape, and I guess prostitution as well. Or pimping, probably not prostitution. But the most disconcerting, I mean, that is pretty horrible in and of itself. There's nothing taking away from what those women, even though they would have been girls at the time, would have went through. But there was also this additional layer of absolute, complete, creepy shittiness where it was also alleged that he compelled male...
Male trainees,
male idols, to rape the female trainees while he watched. And it's just like, that is one of the most absurd, sickest things I heard last year. And I heard a lot of sick things. And it's just, and the tragedy there is that he was never prosecuted for those crimes because they said that he didn't have the level of control or power over their lives to compel them to commit that kind of crime. And it's just
really
like, did the police live? I mean, I can understand thinking that you can't convict him on it. That's fine. But to say that it didn't happen because he doesn't have control over that, like, have you not seen what goes on in this music industry? Like, there are kids who will do anything for a chance at stardom, not even for guaranteed stardom. Like, and the thing is, the kids who get into the big entertainment groups, like, what they've done to get where they are, I mean, it's not saying they didn't do hard work, but what they've done as compared to what the kids in the obscure record labels have done, we have no idea how those two things compare. Because, like, you have right here allegations that were never confirmed, but allegations nonetheless, that not only did some of the trainees get raped for a chance at stardom, but some of the trainees were compelled by a man who had absolute control over their lives to rape other trainees. And, like, both groups of people are going to need some serious therapy that
I
doubt they've gotten.
Definitely.
And they may.
How old are these kids, Dee? Like, how old are they? They're pretty young, they're trainees.
There's. I think this happened over a period of time. I don't know how many years it was.
But when you say these male trainees, okay, at that time they were trainees, and who knows if they have debuted now? Who knows if some of them are from X5 or from Daegu Nama or The Boss?
I don't have numbers on how old they were, obviously, because some of them were minors, so that their ages aren't going to get reported. But it's alleged that he is a former crime boss, former nightclub owner, that he would basically drug the female trainees, then rape them, and would drug and then coerce the male group members, who may or may not have been minors, while watching from his office and giving them instructions through text message. So
what?
And he also to intimidate the witnesses.
Yes, that I know. He tried to intimidate the witnesses during his court hearings. Well, why did it? I don't know. Why did they allow that to happen in Korea? Is that even legal? It's like everyone just turned a blind eye on that. What happened there?
I highly doubt witness intimidation is legal. However, if you have a certain amount of money and or power, or you were born to the right people, you tend to get away with it. He did eventually
It was even reported.
Yep.
Like, you know, things like this, you don't let other people know, right? And it's like, why would you report something like this and not care about it? Okay, government, media, whoever.
I mean, again, I think it's like doing lip service in terms... I don't know what restraints they have on their jobs, how hard it is to work in an industry like that. But it seems a lot like, okay, this bad thing happened, and now we're not going to talk about it anymore. But he eventually admitted to the charges and was sentenced to 6 years, which he is currently appealing. So, as ridiculous as 6 years is for what they said was over, at least I think he got charged with at least six victims, but the number was a lot higher. Those are probably just the ones with the most physical evidence. So he might end up getting even less than 6 years. We don't know.
Well, I hope he gets what he deserves. I mean, but I doubt it with the way the system is set up now. I doubt it, but I want justice for the victims. I'm sure a lot of people are hoping for that as well.
Yep.
So, yeah, enough of that. And we come to another idiot. Kim Kwang-soo, CCM, Tiara.
Oh, this mess. I don't even remember which twin it was this happened to anymore. Was it Hwayoung?
Hwayoung, yeah.
Okay, Hwayoung, formerly of Tiara, who remains the twin of Hyoyoung.
Mm-hmm.
I think
who is still with co-ed.
With five dolls, apparently, because now there's word that co-ed may no longer exist, and they're just going to continue with the two split-up groups, Five Dolls and Speed. But that's a rumor. So I guess technically she's with co-ed. She's still with CCM. Hwayoung left after this, I don't know, it's just ridiculous blow-up. I don't even remember how it started.
Well, Twitter. Again.
Well, yeah, because I really always felt, and again, some Western artists, especially the ones in this same early 20s age group, have made the mistake of circumventing their publicists while on Twitter. It's like you have these people for a reason. I know it feels invasive to not be able to control your own personal Twitter account that you may or may not have had before you debuted, but now you're famous, and now you have 50,000 to a million people following you. Some of those aren't real people, some of those are bots, whatever. But you have so many people's attention, and those people can retweet things faster than you can delete them. They can screen cap things faster than you can delete them. Why?
And you know, you have people all over the world, so that means different time zones. Not everyone is asleep when you tweet, okay?
And they tried to do this bitch you ain't sneaky stuff to Hwayoung, who had, was her leg broken?
Yep. She had her leg broken.
Okay. The issue, which again was a professionalism issue, that is true. She apparently decided shortly before a show that she wasn't going to perform. Right. Which, when you've screwed up your leg to the level that she did, you could be suffering from any number of things as to why you might not want to go on stage. The pain could be overwhelming.
Yeah.
You could have taken so many drugs to combat the pain that you don't even feel like you're going to remember your lyrics. Like, all sorts of things could be going on with you. And I do agree that if they told her, because, like, you break your leg, you assume you're not performing, even though that's a silly assumption in K-pop. Usually they will get you a chair or have you stand up on crutches until you're done. But I guess they told her, we'll give you a chair, you sit down, come out on stage. And she should have said then that, no, this is not okay. I don't want to perform. But she didn't. And, like, I know how that feels. Like, when there's something you have to say that you're scared of the outcome, like, typically you push it off for as long as possible because you know that if you bring it up right before this thing has to happen, the person is more likely to give you what you want because they don't have another choice.
That's right. That's what they did. So, you know, she sort of had to perform, but then she flaked out at the very last minute. So then Yeomin had to fill in.
And she,
For her, yeah.
She didn't know the words to the rap verse. She apparently had, like, 4 minutes before the show to put it together. And, like, if you've paid any attention in K-pop, when you screw up on stage, like, the fans generally aren't going to know as you're performing or as it's airing that, look, she only had 3.5 minutes to memorize these lyrics before she went out on stage because the other member flaked out and didn't perform. All they see is, this girl thinks she's going to perform Hwayoung's rap lyrics and she doesn't know the words. What's going on at CCM? Like, why aren't they training these kids properly?
Yep.
So there was a little bit of backlash from that, and I guess because Hyomin has been in the group longer, that was the person that they rallied around, which is fine, because you can defend your friend. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the way they went about it. Like, they attacked Hwayoung on Twitter without saying her name, mind you, which is totally a high school technique, because I did it before in front of the person. You don't use the person's name, but you say things that they know it's them.
I know.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the part that made it so much worse, that made it blow up, is that other people knew it was her too.
Yep.
And unlike Hwayoung,
everyone was in on it, like, except for who? There was one chick who wasn't. She kept quiet.
Was it Kyuri?
Kyuri, I think.
Not Boram.
Yeah. It was Kyuri.
She stayed out of it, but everyone else, and I think maybe one other person doesn't have a Twitter account, but everybody else just had this little
determination is the key word right
they
now.
They had this little mean girl circle jerk on Twitter for thousands of people to see, probably millions. And I went to bed not knowing any of this was happening. I woke up the next morning and there is this huge Tiara member fight scandal that happened on Twitter. And I'm just like,
what happened? I just went to bed and this is what happens?
As controlling as the management of CCM has seemed to be this entire time, how do these girls still have their own Twitter accounts? Like, that was one of those things that just confused me. Like, you and this membership turmoil had apparently been going on almost since Hwayoung
joined
the group. Because, firstly, Kim Kwang-soo was going on about the same words they were using, determination, about professionalism, about working
determination
hard.
Determination is our favorite word. Oh, you have no idea how important determination is, you know.
And being lazy, and how about the girls getting complacent and thinking that their positions in the group are permanent, about the fact that he's been doing this leadership swap between the girls. It's weird because the leader of the group is this person that's supposed to give the group permanence and stability, and you're just flip-flopping on that. Like, okay, you can have it for the 2 months, and they will give it to Boram for some reason, because her dad is famous. And I think that by itself, because usually when you strip someone of the title of leader, like, that is a horrible thing. It's like, you have screwed up so much that I can't trust you to be in charge of these other girls. I can't trust you to be the liaison.
What was his excuse before when he started doing the leader's wish? Like, he planned it that way? I think that's what he said, right?
And two, he blamed them being complacent. And he wanted to give the other girls the opportunity to shine, and it was going to be a group where all of the members were equal. All kinds of nonsense.
That's just bullshit. I mean, something must have happened. Something huge must have happened for him to think about something like that. I mean, that's how it is. And then, you were a leader and then you get demoted to just member? Like, come on.
What amplified it was that Hwayoung was talking on Twitter too, between her twin and one of the vocal, the rap trainer.
Yes.
And I think the rap trainer was the most vocal of the three. And it was just this case of everything being so colossally poorly handled. And then they decided, apparently there was a vote within the group of whether or not Hwayoung should stay. But, like, she wasn't involved in the vote at all. It's like, everybody else misbehaved, but I don't get a vote? That's kind of silly. And
it's like you're getting rid of the bad apple just to make everyone else happy. Because, you know, a lot of these girls, like Jiyeon, Eunjung, and Yeomin, they earn a lot for Tiara because they're the popular ones. I mean, I think King Kwang-soo wasn't too happy that the popular girls weren't happy. Maybe they threatened that, you know, if you don't kick her out, if you don't do something about it, we're just going to go on strike or permanent hiatus, or we're not going to go to work for 3 days,
well,
month.
The way that Kim Kwang-soo behaves, he could have just retorted, all right, give me your contract, let me rip them up right now. You girls have fun. And replace them with three other people, because apparently they have no shortage of trainees, because they could have made a whole group called the SIA. They could be adding people to co-ed and Tiara and every other group under the sun, like Speed lost like 3 members and they replaced all of them. So,
I mean, because Tiara is their biggest moneymaker right now.
Yeah.
He can't risk that. He can't really afford to risk the group dynamics like that. It's like, okay, we'll get rid of one member and then make 1, 2, 3 members happy or 4 members happy. The popular ones, very happy.
But you could also have gotten rid of one of the popular ones. Like,
oh god, that's what happened then.
Whoever started it, you could have gotten rid of that person.
Let's get rid of Eunjung then.
I mean, I don't, whatever.
She started it. I think she started it.
You could have,
she started on Twitter.
You could have put her out as the bad apple, put her out as the one who coerced these other girls to behave this way, and make an example of her. Because making an example of Hwayoung doesn't put anybody in line. Like, they're still going to behave badly. As soon as the next thing happens between them, it's going to be public again. So, but getting rid of the ringleader? Now, maybe they, in their meeting, they convinced him that Hwayoung was the ringleader or Hwayoung was misbehaving.
Maybe.
They were just trying to get her in line, and they made the mistake of making it public. Maybe they did something like that. Maybe the other 6 girls all got together and were like, look, all of our jobs might be in jeopardy. Let's just lie our asses off and try and make this work.
We'll never know. We will never know because it happened behind closed doors.
But
it's something that we will never find out.
I personally would have got, even maybe not Eunjung, because she was on We Got Married at the time and on all sorts of TV. But I would have gotten rid of one of them, definitely. And just been like, for the rest of you, this could be you. Okay? I don't need most of you vocally. So straighten up.
Most of you? How many singers does Tiara have? Or they have a singer?
I don't think they do. But you could definitely get rid of Hyomin and be fine. So, or Jiyeon, I think. I don't remember. The names confuse me. But I think you have to keep Eunjung to keep people interested in the group. But when it comes to...
She has the most fans.
She is the most omnipresent. In terms of other media.
Yeah.
So she has to stay, I think, for now. Maybe she'll do something to damage her brand in the future. But just to let them know that, look, there is no inner clique, there is no inner circle. Any one of you at any point could go and I could actually replace you with a good singer. Because you had 3 of them waiting to be in the SEA. So apparently you could do that.
So true, so true. But what actually is the big deal here is the way that Core Contents Media handled the entire situation. They have no idea how to spin the media. Well, they did media play on the worst possible level, but you know, they have no idea how to control this issue. No damage control skills whatsoever.
They manipulated
they just
the
made
media
things
backwards.
Worse.
I did not understand that. It was just like, they tried to make her out as the scapegoat, and that didn't work, right? Then they tried to make it look like they were trying to work with her, but she didn't want to work with them, which is ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
You're not the most talented person or the prettiest. Like, you know your options are kind of limited going from here. Plus, they did the same thing that they did with Namjoon, where they poisoned the waters. Like, they made it seem like it's completely impossible to work with Hwayoung, that she has a terrible attitude, she's a diva, she will not come to shows on time, she won't perform if you ask her to come out, she doesn't practice, she dominates the other girls, like, I'm gonna believe that, like, she's a complete bully, this one girl bullied all 6 other members of Tiara, and not the reverse, which usually is what happens, and the other members are terrified. Like, they just made her look awful. And it's like, you have her sister in your company. How is that supposed to work? Like,
I have no idea.
You're supposed to convince her parents that, okay, we need to get rid of her contract. Because the company has a bad relationship with her. But don't worry, that's not going to affect our relationship with your other daughter.
We have no idea. I mean, if I were the twin, I would have bolted out. Mm-hmm. Straight away.
It's like, straight away. $5 is a sinking ship anyway. Like, the two people...
Or maybe they're just waiting for $5 to disband.
The you two never know, girls maybe... who can sing already left. Like, what are you going to do now?
Wait until the contract expires to avoid any more problems. Like, wait for about a few more months. Because I'm pretty sure we're not going to hear about $5 anytime soon.
Nah, I think
maybe until the end of the year, they're done for.
I mean, I was surprised that the boy group didn't go under, what with... Kang Ho being accused of rape 2 years ago, I think, when he was a trainee, or when he's in high school. He apparently raped some girl, and then his father's gang connections covered it up, and that came out. And I'm just like, how is this company supposed to make any money other than being tied to Mnet and CJ Media and being able to make money that way? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well. It really doesn't. But anyway, we're so over that. Tiara is trying to get back into the limelight, but apparently people don't like them anymore.
I would not be surprised, because when you look at the kind of educational system they have and how high pressure it is, like, a lot of people have dealt with bullying in their lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And you just, there's nobody who can abide a bully, especially when they're supposed to be idols. No.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. I wouldn't be surprised if they disband soon.
I think they're...
Or maybe I'm hoping that they just disappear.
I think they're probably going to make it to the end of their contract.
Which is when?
I have no idea.
More years?
They debuted in 2009. So...
Maybe until next year. Yeah.
This is going to be their fourth year.
So give them 5 years. So maybe until next year.
Yep.
We'll still be seeing them. Oh my god, please no more lovey-dovey. Alright, so what we have next is another sad scandal here. This is about Go Young-wook. He's a pedophile. Rapist. What else do you want to call him?
Yeah, this is a member of RURA.
RURA, yeah.
Which is an old school K-pop group that is still semi-active. So I think they had a single in like 2011 or something like that. But this is another one of those tragic cases that you don't really want to talk about because it's so disgusting. Yeah.
I know. I mean, he has this thing for young females. He rapes them. And then, you know, it's just strange because initially one person came out saying that she was raped by Go Young-wook, and then another person came out. It's like, look at this. Where did all these people come from? Like, that was what happened there. And it's really sad because how was he able to get away with this?
Money. The same way certain other celebrities have gotten away with the unethical, illegal and downright evil things they've done. A lot of time, especially when you're dealing with a child, like, the parents will not want that child's identity to come out because their future is going to be compromised, especially if it's a beloved figure. Because people are inevitably going to take the celebrity side and say that the child is lying or the parents are lying, and then you get branded a liar and you growing up in such an insular community, like, life is going to be really hard for you. So, especially if the allegations are true... in which case, it's a lot more likely that there's going to be a sustained trial and all these things. It's like, look, the parents would rather take the money and try and forget about it than put their kid through the trial. And most children probably can't come to grips with what has actually happened to them. So they're not in a position where they could tell their parents, like, I don't care about all of the other stuff. I want to go through with this. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people end up inevitably getting away with it, simply because they have the means to.
Well, apparently the youngest that I've seen from out of the girls he raped, not even raped, but he... raped and sexually assaulted, one of them was 13 years old. Wow. Very young. Again, okay. This is fairly new. I mean, this started 2012, but it continued until this year. So, there was a 13-year-old girl who got into his car. He admitted that he touched her. But apparently, okay, this is what makes you want to kill the guy. He said that he only pinched her thigh. Only pinched her thigh? Why would you invite this 13-year-old girl in your car in the first place?
That you don't know.
Yeah. My God. But as far as I know right now, he has an arrest warrant filed against him. Definitely. So I'm not sure if he's going to jail anytime soon. I mean, an arrest warrant means that they're looking for you, they want to arrest you. But I haven't heard that he's gone to jail yet. Do you know?
No, I don't know, actually. I haven't been following this case so much.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw it from... When I was reading the news, I kind of saw it from time to time, just read through it just very quickly. But it's just so shady.
Yeah.
You know, don't trust old men like him. So bad. Jesus. And it's not just once, okay? It's not just one accusation. It was from a couple of young girls. I mean, one accusation is enough to, you know, warning bells, here's a pedo, and then more. Like, how many more do you want before you actually believe, okay?
They need to see pictures and timestamps.
Wow, evidence?
Yeah.
Of damage?
Yeah. You'll be surprised how far people will go to deny something that's happened.
So stupid. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that because that's really sad and so disturbing. Now, we move on to Nikon's traffic accident, drunk as a skunk.
So, again, like, I know all of these people are, not all, but the majority of them are adults, right? We should be able to trust them to be responsible for their own behavior. If you've been drinking, like, you have a manager who is probably on speed dial. Like, he probably has your phone. You just call him and be like, look, I'm sorry that I had to wake you up away from your family, but I am blasted. And I don't even know where my keys are, let alone how to drive. So could you send a car, come get me, whatever.
Or why did he just call a taxi?
I don't know. I mean, apparently, driving the taxi is almost as bad as drunk driving yourself. But
no, what I mean, why did he call a taxi? Call for a taxi?
I have no idea. I don't know. I've never driven drunk. I don't know what gets in your head and why you think that you're perfectly okay to drive. Because every time I've been drunk, I've had the conscious thought in my head, there is no way I'm going anywhere until I'm sober. Because I don't care that I live 3 minutes away. I'm not getting an accident or getting pulled over. That's not going to be my life.
True.
Not everybody has that capacity when they're intoxicated. Most people don't, I think. Mm-hmm. But there are well,
that's why you have like friends around you.
He clearly
not to try.
He clearly doesn't have any friends.
Yeah, he doesn't have any friends. What happened there, Hanigan? Momentary lapse in judgment due to alcohol?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's probable. Likely. But they kept on saying that the alcohol levels in his blood weren't that high. I think that was the case. Really?
Yeah, there was a...
How can you justify that, though? Like,
there was a settlement, I guess. But, again, the threshold for driving while drunk varies from country to country, city to city. Not city to city, but, like, state to state, county to county. So there's no universal application for when someone is too drunk to drive. My guess what he would be saying is he was drunk enough to not be driving, but he wasn't at this level where like all of his senses were absolutely impaired and like he wouldn't be able to walk. He was probably drunk enough to where it would have affected his judgment, but sober enough to think he was good enough to drive.
He's right in the middle then, okay.
He probably had a couple glasses of something and thought, like, I've done this a million times before. And got in a car and made that mistake.
So true. I never drive intoxicated. Excuse me, I have a driver. Don't need to do that.
Yeah.
I guess I'm lucky, but still, you know, it's just horrible. I mean, you get a spinning feeling up in your head. Why would you want to go driving when you feel like that? It's just crazy.
I mean, not everybody does. Like, alcohol affects people's bodies in different ways. So he, again, he probably thought that he wasn't drunk.
Nikun, come on, Nikun. If you think you're not drunk, and then clearly you've had a lot of drink.
But like, everybody, apparently, the police said, the police statement was basically, like, he wasn't that drunk when we got there. It was just, like, an unfortunate occurrence, a bad decision. Yeah, alcohol played a factor, but he wasn't significantly impaired.
Okay, fine. But this is Korea we're talking about, where everyone, you know, drinking is such a normal thing. They have a drinking culture.
Yep.
Everyone thinks that it's okay to drink, and, you know, you're excused from whatever shit you do afterwards because you were drunk. You know how it is, right? Just because you were drunk, it's fine to go on hitting people. It's fine to go on raping women. It's fine to go on running over people because you were under the influence.
Yep, like you were drinking, right? So you couldn't help yourself.
Wow. That's a good excuse, right?
It doesn't work if you're a woman.
There you go. That's the sad part. Can't take advantage of that. Double standards.
So the last big scandal, it was in the Dispatch, right? Is that the thing?
Yeah.
So Sungri's private sex life was ousted by this Japanese news magazine, basically because they could. A scorned ex, probably not even an ex,
a scorned one-night stand.
She sold the pictures or gave the pictures. You know, you never know. She may have been that pissed that she gave them the pictures for free, which is, you know, a bad move. You should have gotten some money if you did. She gave these pictures that she took of Sungri after he was asleep, which, again, like, if you're kicking someone out, why are you falling asleep with them still there? Anyway.
Maybe he was just too tired, D, because, you know, he loves choking. He exerted a lot of energy.
But yeah.
He's so tired, yeah.
She, and I think another girl, talked about how he treats women horribly, is into choking, and degrading in general sex.
Yeah.
Which I guess we could have inferred, because he thinks he's all that.
Yeah. Why am I not surprised? You know, out of all the scandals that came out last year, this one made me laugh. I wasn't surprised. I'm like, oh, Sungri. Come on, Sungri. It took a while. I'm just waiting for the videos.
I'm sure he's going to be more careful.
Yeah. It's like everyone in Big Bang is like, Sungri, you disappoint me. I mean, it's like, hey, look at G-Dragon, like, he doesn't have the right to say anything like that, but come on. He clearly isn't too happy with Sungri.
Like, we've been following his scandal for like 3 years now, and it still hasn't blown up in his face. So,
yeah. I was saying earlier, everyone in Big Bang, except for maybe right now Top and Daesung, they have issues. Oh my goodness. Taeyang doesn't know what he wants to be.
Or what race he wants to be.
Uh-huh. I think he's found Jesus. I hope he's found Jesus with his cross tattoo. But then, the way he's acting right now, Taeyang, what's wrong with you?
So, let's give it a second. Talk a little bit about stuff that happened this year before we go into the long Big Bang rant that I'm sure will take up the rest of the episode.
Yep.
So you mentioned...
And mind you, okay, before we go to that, we're doing this out of love, okay?
Go ahead. Sure. So, like you mentioned earlier, the Go Young-wook case is still ongoing.
Yep, it is. It is still ongoing.
I
don't know if he's been arrested, but he has a warrant out for his arrest. And it's really sad because this has been ongoing since around May last year. You should have done something about this now, authorities. police, what's wrong with you?
They probably were still in the process of gathering evidence last year.
What, were they able to get timestamps? Because, you know, they wanted more damaged evidence.
They probably had enough time to check the receipts and decided it was legitimate. So what we had was kind of funny news in because of who it was. So World Star Rain, who if you've been out of the loop for the past like year and a half, he's been serving in quotes in the Korean Armed Forces.
Why do you need the quotes? I mean, he's really been out in the army, right? He's been serving for real.
Well, apparently he applied and he got transferred to the celebrity division. And that's the division where they can go home after 5 o'clock.
Okay, so what do they do in between the hours of 4:59 and maybe 7 a.m.?
Apparently, they go out on tons of dates with really, really hot actresses.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So there Rain was revealed to have been dating Kim Tae-hee, and this was like really when the government cover up scandal thing really popped off. He's dating Kim Tae-hee, which. Good for him. And her.
Good for him. Bad for her, I guess.
I don't know. They're enjoying themselves. Who cares? But people seem to think it was bad for her. It's like, why does it have to be Rain? Like, why couldn't it be anybody else?
They say that Rain is ugly or something like that. This is World Star Rain we're talking about.
He's not ugly. He's kind of weird looking. He's not ugly. Yeah. And then you got the people that were just jealous, but for a different reason. Because it's like, other guys go into the army and break up with their girlfriends. Like, if you remember, Haha had a girlfriend that he was super serious about before he went into the army. They broke up. And, of course, he's getting married to a different girl. Or got married recently. I think they got married.
Now she's pregnant.
Listen. I stopped paying attention for 2 seconds and now she's pregnant. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, they were mad because the natural progression of things is you have a very serious relationship, you join the army, you're unable to keep in contact with your girlfriend, or you're stressed out, you can't go home, none of that stuff, you can't get time off so you can go on dates, and your girlfriend either meets another guy or just doesn't feel emotionally connected to you anymore, or doesn't feel like she can wait, which is 2 years. Anyway, and you break up. But Rain somehow joined the army single.
Ended up with a girlfriend.
Found the time to meet who has to be one of the busiest actresses in Korea.
No, not busiest, but one of the prettiest actresses in Korea. I think that's the main deal here.
And busiest. I'm sure she has stuff to do. She has shows or movies that she should be filming. Anyway, they found the time to meet. And meet a lot, apparently, because seems like dude was getting off work and she was picking him up from work so they could go on dates. And people were incensed over this whole thing. Like, he got more people in the celebrity soldier division get more vacations than regular soldiers just off of being famous. And it doesn't seem like what Rain did was anything out of the ordinary for celebrity soldiers. But it just highlights the glaring difference between a regular Korean male who signs up for military service, which is your duty as a Korean citizen, and a tradition that you're supposed to be proud of, and you're supposed to be happy to donate this 2 years of your time to give back to the country that's given you whatever they've given you. And like Rain and a lot of the other celebrities have gotten, I think, way more from the country than the regular soldiers, because okay, you got an education.
They've gotten more days off.
It's like a regular guy, he gets an education. He may or may not get a good job. Even if he does, it doesn't matter because he's to leave the job for 2 years. And whereas these people get celebrity, they get worshipped, they get tons of money, big houses, fancy cars, beautiful wives, girlfriends, children. They get all of that from the country. And they kind of duck out, for lack of a better term, on parts of their duties. And the system is kind of designed for them to be able to do that. And when I was younger, I thought, you know, they should get this time off. They shouldn't be any possible line of fire. They shouldn't be doing anything serious because they're, you know, national treasures or whatever. But
national treasures. Yeah, World Star Rain is a national treasure.
But, like, when you're the guy that's 19, 20, or you just got out of college, you're 24, when you should be looking for a job, you're in the military for 2 years, your life is on hold. If you were planning on getting married, you have to extend that time for 2 years while you wait on this to be over. And meanwhile, you're doing this, and the guy who came through basic training with you is smashing Kim Tae-hee. Yeah, I can understand. You're probably upset about it.
I think, you know, what started the people off was the fact that he was dating Kim Tae-hee. If he was dating someone else, I guess it really wouldn't have mattered that much.
Someone who's on his level physically, if it came out that, like, he had a girlfriend that he went to high school with.
Yeah, it really won't matter that much, except to his fans. But, of course, he's dating one of the prettiest faces in the Korean entertainment industry. What do you think will happen, okay? You get the jealous guys.
He said it like she doesn't have a personality. He's dating one of the prettiest faces in Korean
entertainment. She's so hyped for her face.
She is, though.
I'll join along with the rest of the people then. You know? I mean, that's why she's well known. I mean, she's not the greatest actress out there. Let's be honest, okay? Mm-hmm. So she's known for her pretty face.
I'm not disagreeing. But he issued a sort of apology.
Sort of, yeah.
For a while, there were rumors that he was going to transfer into a unit that's more intensive. But then it turned out, no, he never said that. He's going to, like, why would you, right? Like, I'm sorry, but I'm not that sorry. He's going to continue.
Sorry, I'm not stupid, okay?
Yeah, why would I risk possible injury? Like, my face already isn't what I've got going for me. But he's going to remain in the Celebrity Soldier Unit. I think he's going to get out this year. His relationship with Kim Tae-hee will probably still be intact. Like, you never know. They could get married off this nonsense. And then what do you have?
Oh my god, what'll happen to the people? Then they'd be more upset.
It would be so mad.
So crazy, so crazy.
Could you imagine the nonsense that would be said about them if she got pregnant? Because it's like...
Wonder what their kids will look like. Probably that's what they'll say.
Everyone would be talking about how they're going to have ugly children. And I'll just be like, y'all are so out of order.
You know, I don't think they'd have ugly children if they did get married and have kids.
Just hide them. That's all. Yeah. Like, do Michael Jackson and... put masks on the children or cover their heads. Stuff like, he likes Michael Jackson. Do stuff like that. Yeah. And then when they've grown into looks, they're like 14, 15, then you can show them off. It's like, look at my beautiful family.
Haha, you're jealous. That's how it works. Remember? Okay? That's jealousy for you.
Yep.
People are just so jealous of Rain and Kim Tae-hee and whatever. But, you know, I guess I don't blame them for feeling that way. I don't blame them if they feel that way. Because life is unfair.
It is. It is tragically unfair. But again, like, this minor slight against you that you broke up with your girlfriend and Rain is dating Kim Tae-hee is nothing compared to what other people have going on with their lives. So yes, the Celebrity Soldier thing is unfair, and they really should find a way to resolve that in a way that you can continue to take advantage of the celebrities for recruiting purposes and stuff like that. But they also do a hard day's work. Like, not because every time it was described to me when I first got into K-pop, what happens when celebrities go off to the army? Like, it always seemed like beyond basic training, they had a cakewalk, while everybody else is still doing all of the hard work that you expect to come with being in the armed force, being an active member of the armed forces. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just... It's like, yeah, what happens after the 6 weeks of basic is they get a desk job, and that's just what they do 9 to 5 for 2 years. Like, they can't appear on TV, but they could still do, they can still record music and stuff like that. You can still release stuff. You just can't have your face attached to it. And it's just like, well, it's just like they're not in the army then.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, army news aside, like we've said earlier, Heechul is going out of getting out of the army soon, much like Rain is.
Yeah.
And what else? Tae is in the army now. Who else? Someone else just went to the army.
Not even Hyuk. Itook. That guy.
Yeah, Itook. Yeah, we went to the army. Kangen is out. He looks good right now. Top's cousin. Yeah, he looks like Top's cousin. They look related.
Again.
Who else? I've been hearing talk about Jae Jung. I think he's going to go to the army soon. Oh, no.
I mean, if he really wanted to, he can still drag it out for 3 more years, I think.
Hopefully he can. Just make me happy for 3 more years.
Wait, like, what do you prefer? Him coming out of the army when he's about 30? Or him going into the army when he's about 30 and coming out when he's 32-ish?
I don't even know anymore. I mean, him not going anywhere, I guess.
It's not going to happen. Look, unless he breaks his, like, hip, he's going to the army. And we don't want him to break his hip, because apparently that is, like, the worst possible pain.
Ow, that hurts, yeah.
It's up there.
I guess it's okay if he goes to the army now, like, now. Do it as early as possible. But he's promoting.
Yeah, he just released an album. Did you have something to say about Sonia Shide's song, I Got a Boy?
Oh, yeah. I got a migraine. Is all I could say. Look, it's not a scandal, but I wasn't too happy about Girls' Generation C release. Normally, whatever they put out, I sort of tend to like it after a few listens if I don't like it at the first listen. But this song, I really tried my best, but I don't really like it. It's so confusing. It's so schizophrenic, right? You know, I have schizophrenia with this song. It doesn't know what it is. Is it supposed to be a rap song? Is it supposed to be... I don't know what style that song is, really. What is it? Please tell me.
I can't even tell you, because I just avoided it.
But yeah, well, it's a... The song is 5 minutes, longer than your usual K-pop song. But then, it's like 5 different songs stuck into one with no transitions. And the people were saying that... The funny thing here is that people have been saying that it's like the Korean Bohemian Rhapsody. What the fuck? How could you do that to Queen? Right, because of the transitions? I don't know, giving it good reviews. Like, the Western press have been giving it good reviews. Billboard has said something good about it. But people who really listen to K-pop, they're not too happy about it. What is wrong with our ears?
It is possible that we've been diluted by listening to so much trash for so long that you can't recognize when something is actually good, because we're stuck in this mold that this is what K-pop is supposed to sound like. So anytime there's something done interesting to a pop song, it's generally met with like ire. It's like, mm-hmm. We hate this because it doesn't sound like any of their previous work.
I can
too Western, or I don't know, European or Asian.
I can accept different.
I'm sure you can. Like, you sound progressive. It's just a general statement on the fandom. I found $5. Sorry.
Yay for you. Someone just sent me a text message. Yay for me. Wait, no, I can accept different, but passing off shit like this as something progressive does not fly with me, okay?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're listening from a perspective where they don't listen to K-pop. So maybe it does sound new and different and wonderful, but to us it's just, oh.
I see.
Why would you even do this?
I know, and... Do I need to get started about Sunny's hair? Why have they been dyeing the poor girl's hair like that? What
she
color is it now? Pink?
Doesn't purple? Have anything else going for her?
Oh, man.
She's not on TV anymore.
I know, she's not. I like Yeon. She's so pretty now. And she has unicorn hair. Rainbow hair.
Okay.
Yeah, she's supposed to be blonde, but then she has different colors. And then let me... okay, one thing though, please do not style Girls' Generation like that. I don't even know what they are now. I can't even look at them seriously anymore. Like, I want the way they were styled when they were promoting The Boys. That was pretty good. But well, right now, I don't know.
Look at it like this. And this is how I see the bright side. You may not see the bright side the same way. But they debuted early, mid-2007.
Mm-hmm.
It is now February of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
SM had their ridiculously long contracts altered by the court. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how much longer they're signed for, but it's not going to be that much longer. So we'll see how this goes. I mean, I doubt they will leave, but...
Yeah, we'll see how this goes. I hope things turn out great for them, because then, right now they're earning a lot of money.
The bulk of the members are 24, or they will be 24 this year.
Yeah.
So they should be getting more control over their music at this point, because it seems like the male artists do around this age. Whoever is good at composing usually comes out around this time and starts doing stuff.
Even Super Junior, a lot of them have self-composed songs in their albums. Unfortunately, those self-composed songs do not end up as the title tracks. They always end up with the shitty songs as their title tracks. Most of the good songs are unreleased B-sides. But even DBSK have started composing around that age. Even Changmin has, I guess, started writing some. I think he has written something for their album. But Girls' Generation, I haven't heard about anything. Maybe they have. And we're not just big enough fans to know about it.
Okay. Yeah. So, the next part is some... And again, it's early 2013, so I'm sorry that not all of the scandals are as heavy as the previous year. But there was some drama, I guess, from an entertainers group, musicians group, about Infinity Challenge making songs. Like, this is something they've done going back for a couple of years.
Yep. And they always slay the charts whenever they release something new. So apparently, who is this other group? The one that Kim Kwang-soo leads? This idiot. Okay. The Organization of Producers or something in Korea?
That doesn't even make sense, because like, the producers could just make songs. It doesn't matter. They benefit too.
Well, it matters to them because apparently Gangbok Cool Guy, I think that's the title of the song, is released under Lowen. And Lowen is a big coalition, right? Remember, YG, yep. JYP, well, it's the big ones, the big names in K-pop, all have working relationships with Lowen. Unfortunately, groups under this other federation, the one that King Kwang-soo leads, most of the people there are second-tier, what do you call this, producers. Like Starship?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call CCM? What else? Groups like that. Give me another company.
I don't know.
That's about the same level as them. Cube or something? No.
Maybe Cube is higher than them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean, right? When I say Starship...
Yes, all you all you have to say is Starship, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, kind of the people who are part of that group are from those kinds of companies. They're not too happy because of course Lowen has a bigger reach in the market, right? But still, you know, King Kwang-soo has Mnet, if I'm not mistaken, right? So I think it's all because of money right now. They're making a lot of money. Infinity Challenge is making a lot of money, kicking their artists out of the charts.
Yeah, I think, again, people are angry because you have to consider the way that K-pop is structured. Like, you literally only get 2 weeks. And that is, when you release an album, that is all the opportunity you have to get all of the sales you can possibly get in this 2 weeks. And you rely heavily on digital sales. because of the low overhead and because of the fact that, look, physical copies aren't going to move that much. People aren't interested in buying a whole CD. So when you have a guy who, in this case, is Jung Hyung-don, who is not a singer, who has a song release that dominates over Sunishide and so on, people will understandably get pissed. Because you've made a song as a joke. We make songs as, you know, our blood, sweat, and tears, because we're going to be completely irrelevant if we don't. And it dominates the charts over what we've done. Seriously, people get miffed. But, like, this is how music works, unfortunately. Like, some things that are joke songs sell ridiculous amounts of money. And there's room for that, and there's room for serious songs. Well, as serious as pop music could possibly be. There's room for idol music, there's room for ballad artists, there's room for indie artists, for jazz, for hip-hop, for rock. There should be room for everyone. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, like, there's only $1 to go around, apparently, and everybody's very angry that $1 went to Gangbokku guy.
And they're like, you know, you're not even supposed to be making music. Leave the music to the singers. Stay on, like... Stay in your show. Stay in TV.
Like, if that's if that's the logic that we're using, half of K-pop has to disband immediately.
Or maybe, yeah, okay, if that's the case, idols, stay out of drama. Stop acting, please.
We'd be left with no money going around for idols at all.
Yeah. I mean, if you use that kind of logic. I mean... Ideally, the market should be big enough to accommodate all sorts of music, all styles. But the way things are going right now, it's unfortunate that this is happening.
Yep.
It should not even be an issue in the first place. Of course, it became an issue.
Because, well, I mean, the Lonely Island makes music and nobody cares. Like, if it's good, awesome. If it's not funny, then we just ignore it. But... they've been doing that for a couple of years, and, like, there's no big argument. There's no people getting upset because the Lonely Island basically only gets to make songs because one of the guys is on SNL. But in this case, that's basically what you have. Jung Hyun-don only gets to make songs because he's on Infinity Challenge and the shows he was on before that. So he has this visibility, and Infinity Challenge has been doing this for quite some time. Myung-soo has had multiple hit songs coming out of that show. One with one of the
and
girls
he performs
from Ghost Generation.
With idols, right? Yeah.
And, one with G-Dragon.
Park Bom. One with Park Bom too.
Like, this is something they've been doing for quite some time. I mean, they even had Tiger JK and Tasha was on one of the songs. So, like, you picked a weird time to get angry. Like, 4 years
they
after
could have
they started
gotten angry before, right? The way when they first started. Like, you know, they could have gotten angry then.
And I think at one point in the past, they were upset over, I think, I Am a Singer. The fact that they would release the songs that they recorded. Because then those would shoot to the top of the charts, even though they're basically covers. And
what's wrong with that?
We're furious over that because they're like, we're releasing new music and these people are releasing covers, and it's just ridiculous.
I gotta say this, okay? They're releasing new music by non-singers, but then I Am a Singer releases covers by singers. What's
the
big deal?
I have no idea.
It all evens out. Why am I so mean? Did I say they're releasing music by non-singers? Which is part of the truth. And yeah, it's part of the truth anyway, okay? Partly true. Not everyone is a singer when it comes to these idol groups. I mean, I think... look, 2012, I don't even know who the rookies were. 2013, I don't even know who the rookies are. Okay? That's so...
I feel the same way. Like, I find out about people after they've had, like, 3 or 4 singles. And it's like, okay, now you're good enough that I should probably care.
So yeah, don't even ask me about the rookies right now because I have no idea. Because apparently a lot of rookies are still debuting.
I need a spreadsheet. So if someone could get me one with, like, all of the rookies, when they debuted, how many singles they've had, what are the links to the music videos, what companies are they under, who are their best friends.
Wow.
No, because, like, everybody has a friend that used to be trainees with them, but debuted in some other group under some other company. Like, someone is connected to someone all the time. What school did they go to? No, that doesn't matter to me at all. What are their favorite colors? Like, all the ridiculous fan things that I'm supposed to know, give me a spreadsheet with all that stuff in it. Or a database, whatever. I'm not going to hold you back if you feel a database is better.
Database.
Go ahead.
Wow, you need the database for that? Probably you
Listen,
do, because...
Do you know how many groups debuted last year? It was over 100.
Really?
And it's probably going to be more this year.
Let's just stop with the debuts, please. For
I
now.
Because companies have to make money, so it has to keep happening. The only way you're going to get the debuts to slow down is if you could get the number of trainees to slow down. Which,
That's
as long as
happen.
People keep getting super rich, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me just talk briefly about... I just remembered. I don't know why I just remembered now. But 4 Minute Subunit is out to Yoon, right?
Yes,
those two girls.
They are.
And I don't understand their genre, but it's interesting. Country, K-pop, what?
Yeah, it was. They were right. I couldn't think of what it was going to be. That's never been done, but that was it, definitely. Yep. I don't feel things about the song positive. The rest of the album, I did not get the chance to listen to. I wanted to, but the single colored my impression of the rest of the album, but it was said that, like, literally the only song that is country pop on the whole thing is the main song.
I
so
don't understand, but okay, yeah.
If that's not your thing, you could probably listen to the other three or four songs on the album and be good. Another thing I found out, because Phantom released a new album, do you remember, I don't know if you did, but do you remember the duo that Doki used to be in when he was a little boy?
What's the name of the duo?
All Black.
No, I have no idea.
It was him and this chubby kid from New Zealand, right? The Microdot. And
oh, that's why it's called All Black. Okay, got it.
Yeah, they broke up like less than a year in, and Doki eventually did his own thing because he stayed with Movement, mm-hmm. and Microdot apparently went back home to go to school, mm-hmm. and like left the rap thing behind, right? And I did not even come close to putting two and two together, but they mentioned several times that Sanchez from Phantom is from New Zealand.
That's him?
It's his brother. Like, Microdot is his younger brother.
Oh.
And I was just like, because he was in the teaser that they released for their new album. It was Hide and Chic, C-H-I-C, featuring Microdot. So I was like, this is cool. They found Microdot. And then, like...
it's like he's been lost for a long time, huh?
Somewhere else, I see, like, at Sanchez's younger brother, Microdot. And I'm like, what? So, like, these are things that I've learned recently in K-pop. And, of course, the album is good, so... You like Phantom?
Yeah, Phantom is good. Phantom is really, really good. I suggest you listen to them. I like that song, "Hole in the Head." Very good. And burning.
The song is one of that's "Hole in the Head" is like one of those just beautifully perfect songs that the group is probably never gonna top. So
yeah. What else? Subunits. No. Before we go on to something else, but we just need to run through the newest things in K-pop right now. The subunits. To you, and of course, Sister 19 is back with a rip-off of their Alone song. Sounds like a rip-off of Alone. I'm not too happy with this release. And my God, why are they wiping their butts in that chair?
It's a table.
It's a table? Okay.
Yeah, in the video, it kind of confused me because the table is... It's a glass
made of
table.
Glass. Yeah.
And the angle that they were using made it look like the table wasn't there. But they're clearly sitting on something. And I was just like, what? And I remembered that it was a table. But it's another breakup song. Whatever.
I don't know. I'm not too happy about that release. I like My Boy better. Way better than that.
It sounds nice. Like, as a song, it does sound nice. It's just not what anybody wants. Is this like, that could have been a Sistar song. That's what I was thinking the whole time. was listening. I was like, okay, what we could have done was we could have taken this part away from Hyorin, give it to Soyu, or Dasom, I guess, whatever. Because both
the entire song is Hyorin, right? Hyorin had for three seconds.
I don't know what I'm saying. It was longer than 3 seconds. She had like a 40-ish, 45-second rap part, plus like after her rap verse ends, she sings over Hyorin's lines, like, not sings over. Hyorin sings the lines and she raps them, and they do that together for a couple seconds more, and then the rest of the song is Hyorin. Then there's a dance break and Hyorin again. And it's like, you could have broken this up between all four members and made this a full Sistar song, and it probably would have been I think it would have been received better. I don't know if it would have done much better on the charts. Probably not, because Sistar 19 is what everybody's crazy about. But this is easily a Sistar song.
Mm-hmm. So, definitely. I mean, Sistar could have probably done it better. Everyone could have gotten more parts. And it would not have sounded like Hyorin featuring Bora.
The other girls could have gotten paid.
Mm.
Like, this is another thing.
So true. But I read earlier, I was browsing through a few websites, and they were saying that, okay, I'm going to say this, they were like, Dasom is so untalented, Soyu can sing, they should have given the song to Soyu and Hyorin and Bora, and Bora can just rap, but Dasom, what to do about Dasom, huh? Does she sing?
She does sing. It's not even that serious. And you know I don't really have any affection for Dasom. But she's okay. Like, and unfortunately, this is the kind of group where if you're just an okay singer, it's going to sound like you're terrible.
I know.
It's like unfortunate. Like, what can you even do? Hyorin is in your group. Like, in other groups, even though all of the members can sing, it's more balanced.
Yeah.
When you look at groups like Secret and groups like, which you should never compare to, but groups like Brown Eyed Girls, the singing ability between the three singers is more balanced. Even though they don't have the same kind of registers and they can't hit the same kinds of notes, they do all sound good. And there's no one person. Like, one night, Jaya can blow your mind, and then you can listen to a different song, and Narsha blows your mind, and that's awesome. But with groups like Sistar, where they just found a diamond in the rough, unbelievable singer and stuck her in this group with a pretty good singer and an okay singer and this girl that I guess we make her rap. The really mind-blowingly awesome singer who just needs a little bit of work is going to outshine them in every single song, and it's always going to sound like Hyorin featuring these other girls we found somewhere.
It's just so true. That's what happened with Sistar. But yeah. That's the sad part, you know. Because Hyorin just is really good. What can we do about that? She's going to blow everyone out of the water. Oh my goodness. She should have gone solo. I swear to God, she should have gone solo.
It's not her fault. I don't think she could have, because, again, there are things that she had. She had certain strikes against her. Strike number one was that at the time she was auditioning, she was not conventionally attractive.
Yeah, true.
Strike number two is that she was 4 Korean. She was pretty dark-skinned. And I don't know. I don't think she has a third strike. But she had those things not working in her favor. And then, strike three is that she was auditioning at a time when solo artists were becoming less and less visible. So it wouldn't have been viable for a company to make her a solo artist, even though it's ridiculous that she isn't, because Gina is a solo artist, but which is not a knock against Gina, and that's just me being mean.
Gina can't sing, okay? You know what I mean.
She can. She just doesn't have stage presence. So it's that kind of situation. It's like, Gina is a solo artist. NS Yoongi is a solo artist. Like, what are we doing here? Hyorin should be a solo artist. This is easy. I don't want to say easy again, but it's really not difficult to go
That's
with.
That's easy.
Hey. It's like, hey, this girl clearly should be a solo artist. Like, it's not that Sistar is holding her back, because without Sistar, obviously, we wouldn't know who she was. But if you want to give her something really awesome, it's going to be hard because you have to work the other girls into it too. And I guess with Sistar 19, they should be doing something more that caters to Hyorin. Because, okay, Bora is a rapper. Like, you could literally give her 30 seconds worth of material.
Mm-hmm.
And just have her on stage as a backup dancer for most of the songs.
Hang on a minute, Dee. And... Hang on. I need to take this. Anyway.
Okay, so yeah, the whole situation with Sistar is a case of them having way more talent than they can figure out what to do with, which is a good problem, I guess.
Yep, it's a good problem. I mean, compared to other people who, you know, the problem is they do not have talent and they don't know what to do with their lives.
Yep.
That's even sad.
So are we back to scandals? Because I think we have two.
Yep, yeah, scandals. What else did I write there?
I don't know which one I want to end with. So let's talk about the one that just happened. Lee Sung-yeon and I think the TV show is named 100 Women.
Oh, yeah. She's going to stop filming because of, what do you call that drug again?
Propofol.
Yeah, propofol. It's a painkiller, right?
When you showed me it, it's more than a painkiller. When you showed me it, I was like, this word looks familiar. I can't figure out why. Then when I looked it up, this is the same drug that Michael Jackson was abusing that eventually led to his death.
Oh, okay. But isn't that like for anesthesia or something, right?
Exactly. It's a medical... It's a drug that's used in surgery, basically. Mm-hmm. And if you're abusing that, yeah, you have some pretty serious addiction that you need to get handled. So the staff claim, like, they made the decision to stop filming, whereas I guess her side says that this was a decision we came to and then the staff agreed with it or whatever. So, but either way, please stay away from dangerous drugs. And if you have doctors that enable you, I don't know, get them arrested or something. Like, it's
that's so true. This is really bad.
This isn't something that you can get over the counter. A doctor has to write prescriptions for it. And that's why Michael Jackson's doctor was on trial for his death. So, yeah.
I had no idea this is what Michael Jackson was hooked to. You know, that led to his death. I had no idea this was it.
Yep.
Okay, but I know this is anesthesia and it's medical grade. And you have to inject it, right? You can't really take it orally. This is through your blood. You have to inject it. And who else? I mean, a lot of actresses have been alleged to have an addiction to propofol. Not just her. I read this just a few days ago or maybe a week ago. Blind items. And I think one of them is her. And one of the other girls is they have sort of guest in the blind item was Yoon Young. Remember her? The comedian? Who got married and just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't.
She's another one. Yeah. And who else? Oh, Amy. Remember Amy? One of the one of the boys from Shinhwa's ex-girlfriend.
Wow. Was she dating? I remember Amy. Minwoo, probably.
I think it is Minwoo.
Because he's an asshole, so most likely.
Him. I think she went to jail for that.
Well, she wasn't all the way from Korea, so that doesn't surprise me that she went to jail.
It's crazy. Okay, so kids, stay away from drugs and stay away from stuff like this. This is pain, not just painkillers. This is high level. Okay, this is high level. You have to inject it, kind of drug. Okay, so we move on.
And the last one is kind of it disappeared really quickly. People stopped talking about it, but Block B filed out of the blue almost for separation from their contract and from their record label, Stardom Entertainement, citing the fact that
they didn't their get manager paid.
Not only swindled money out of their parents, but they hadn't gotten paid for months.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, like, the fans started talking about how far back down the rabbit hole this whole thing goes. We're talking about how when they were in Thailand and they had that whole misbehaving blow up, that when Zico said he was going to donate money and they asked him how much money he had and he was like, I don't know, $7. It's like, that was literally all the money he had.
Like, seriously? That's so sad.
Yeah, that's what people were saying. And I was just like, if that's the truth, then damn. Like, y'all jumped all down that boy's throat for nothing. But, yeah, this guy, originally it was being stated that he was the CEO of the company, which was weird because they were saying he's Mr. Lee, and Mr. Lee is not the CEO. He was, it seems like he was their manager, but he represented himself to their parents as the CEO of the company. And asked them for money, which they gave to him, and then he ran away with it.
Oh, God. But this is my question, and this has been plaguing me since I found out about Block B's little drama about their company. Where is Joe PD?
Like, literally no one can answer that question. Like, we don't know how much he knew. We don't know how much he was involved with it. But it seems as though he took this Mr. Lee character, took money from the company as well, and ran away. So you have a case of embezzlement and theft, I guess, and things I didn't know. P.O.'s, which is the youngest rapper.
He's rich, apparently.
Apparently he's super rich. It seems as though, like, with their last promotions, he was the one that was paying for their outfits, so that should tell you how little money was available to them from their company. And it also explains, like, why Evol debuted and then disappeared for a couple months immediately after. So it's kind of a bad state of affairs, really.
It is. But what happened to... Okay, look at this. Verbal Gent, Miss S.
Yes.
They're from the same company that starred them, right? Taken.
Kind of. But they're on... they moved to... Oh, God, what is the name of the other... Brand New Music? They're under the same label as Phantom now.
Yeah.
Or maybe they always were.
So Stardom is divided into different labels?
Brand New Stardom, or now Stardom Entertainment, and Brand New Music are two separate but related record labels. I think Stardom broke off from Brand New Music, but they were still friendly. So you had Hanhae, who is in Phantom, who was a trainee for Block B, moved from Stardom to Brand New Music and debuted with Phantom. And you have these other people who have done music back and forth, but they're all tied to Brand New Music. Like, the more legitimate artists, the ones who've been around for a while, are all under Brand New Music. So they're getting paid, but Block B isn't, basically.
So sad.
So... and we don't know what the result of this lawsuit will be. We don't know if Stardom will be able to resolve things with them. We don't know if this guy, Mr. Lee, is going to get caught, has gotten caught. If he's captured and arrested, will he be able to pay back all of the people he's robbed? Who knows how that's going to go. But it's kind of unfortunate because Block B was, like UKISS, they were one of those groups that was way more popular with international fans than they were in Korea. Mm-hmm. And something like this happening so early in their career is definitely not going to help.
No, that's really sad. Sad for them. Yeah, definitely. I think I wouldn't be surprised if we don't hear from Block B anymore. Like, no, not anytime soon. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it's going to be difficult because... they just started. They went through a lot of controversy. They had a lot of scandals last year. And I feel so bad for them. They just could not catch a break.
No. And they do release fun music. But unfortunately, that's not what people want to hear. Mm-hmm.
Too bad. So sad. All right. So now, I think that's enough for the scandals of 2013. It's the year's starting. You know. Who knows? Maybe we'll get another dating scandal soon.
Probably will.
Someone else will get married, you know. Stuff like that. Someone else is pregnant.
I don't think we ever really got to talk about Zico and Hwayoung, because that came out while we were in the middle of not recording.
Yeah, Zico and Hwayoung wasn't too happy with the way they were exposed, because, you know, all K-pop basically outed them. Because
Stardom wouldn't give them... Stardom gave Soompi an exclusive interview, and not them.
That's so shitty. Like,
we have this information that we've been keeping from international fans, so here you go.
What happened? Nothing happened.
Nope. I don't even think people really cared. Like, that was the thing. There were a couple people that were like, oh, Hwayoung's dating a bad boy, and then everyone else was just like, okay, we move on.
Lucky Hwayoung, then.
Good for her and him.
Yeah, good for her and him. So, yeah, rappers unite. They come together. They become couples. Who knows? Maybe because she's dating Zico, her rapping would improve. Maybe. Yep. I hope.
Or not.
Maybe they will turn out to be the next Tiger JK and Yoon Murray. Who knows, right?
I can't say anything. Maybe. She did start off as an idol, so.
Yeah. Who knows? You never know.
She also started off as a singer, so.
Mm-hmm. But then she can't really sing. Hwayoung, I mean. So, yeah. Too bad. Okay. Okay. What now? Okay. This is, I think we need to do what we have to do. We have to do what we have to do. We need to do what we need to do. But we really need to do this. This is All for Love, Big Bang.
Oh, I already forgot what we were talking about. You actually surprised me. I was like, what?
Hwayoung, Zico. Yeah, people were...
That transitioned into Big Bang. That was what confused me. So, like, we talked about Seungri behaving badly earlier. Mm-hmm. And now we have to talk about the two original members of Big Bang behaving badly.
Taeyang and GD. What is up? Actually, not GD, because he's been behaving badly ever since. But let's talk about Taeyang first.
Okay.
Taeyang, do you even know what color you are? What race you are?
It's like, is this really weird thing that I wasn't noticing? Because, I mean, from I started to know who the kid was, like, he had his hair butted or whatever. And then he had cornrows when they debuted. Then, like, he shaved his head bald and started this mohawk thing. And I was just like,
yeah,
okay.
I was fine with that.
Mohawk's getting a little out of control, but whatever.
He had it for a few years, yeah.
And then, ever since he went solo, which I think was in 2008. So you got this... Of course, he has a love for R&B hip-hop. Everybody does. We all, as the more intense, realistic, and I always had a problem with YG identifying themselves as the black music label, but whatever. And then the past, I don't know, a couple months, it's just been weird. And there was an open letter to him with this talking about his avatar that's a black version of him, which is, I don't know. It's even stranger because it was drawn for him
by a
fan, can't remember
probably.
But it's Mina, God, I can't remember her
rest of her name. Yeah, the artist.
Mina Kwon.
Yeah,
I think,
who does the visuals for 21, right? Visual artist, yeah. Okay.
So she drew that for him. And like I used to follow her on Twitter, so I've seen a lot of her work. She draws a lot of people, like, almost as she draws a lot of DBZ characters, a lot of Chris Brown, and Soulja Boy, which is like, okay, this is the point where I stop following you. Because now I realize how young you are, and this feels weird. But she drew him as kind of a super deformed version of himself that kind of looks like a South Park character. But the character, he's a dark-skinned dude who uses bronzer a lot, who tries to make himself look even darker, which is... strange.
Okay.
And like I'd seen the avatar for a while and I did not notice it.
Me too. Actually no, D. I've seen the avatar for a while. I noticed that it was really, why is there a black dude in Taeyang's avatar? But I just pushed it back of my mind. It's like, okay, he has this thing with them being black right now. That's what I said. Yeah. Okay, he has this thing. Okay, but I sort of ignored it because I knew there was an underlying issue that I did not want to address. You know, I just want to think about good things right now. So yeah, forget it. Just forget about that avatar. It's Taeyang. I'm not surprised. I didn't even know why I thought of that.
And then there was a thing where, like, I don't even know the names of these types of braids because it's not a thing that I focus in on. But, like, one day he just pops up in a hoodie with braids that you typically see on black women. I'm just, like, saying this is getting weird. And everybody is basically reduced to talking about this. Like, there's a level between appreciating someone's culture and appropriating it. Mm-hmm. And just because you're in a country where you're not going to get body checked for doing it, like we've talked about before, the tiara with ya-ya-ya, dressing up as Native Indians. Americans, yeah. Or Pocahontas, whatever they thought they were doing. And it's just this, there's this level of cultural appropriation that it is not okay to do. Just because you see it done by certain people in the media, in media produced largely from the United States, and you consume and enjoy that does not mean it's okay. And just because his black friends, and he's friends loosely, the band members that are traveling with them don't body check him for doing it, doesn't mean that it's okay that he does it.
That's right.
Just because nobody has publicly pulled him to the side and given him a verbal dressing down doesn't mean that when we do it, we're hating, or we're upset for no reason, or we're looking for things to nitpick, or we're just mad because he's never going to pay any attention to us. Like, it doesn't seem, the individual parts don't seem like bad things. Like, you can argue that the avatar is darker because he's a darker dude. You can argue that maybe he just likes this hairstyle, or whatever his other transgressions are, because, like, I don't even know all of them. But when they're combined together, it really starts to paint a bad picture. And I wish there was an actual supportive, thoughtful person around that could stop him, that he would actually listen to and be like, dude, you're headed down a bad road and you're about to cause a lot of negative publicity for your group.
Yeah. You know what's even worse? It's the fans. Again, it's the fans. They were like, but he's not doing anything wrong. Okay, he's mm-hmm. just appreciating other cultures. Again, there's a fine line between appreciating and appropriation. Very, very fine line, okay? And I don't really understand why there were people who were defending Taeyang. I guess, I don't know, Dee. Like I said, if these people were from Asia, then I would understand, okay? I would understand because, you know, they're closed. Like, you know, if you're from Korea, you do that and you say something like that, I would understand. Because the way you see people of different races, you're not exposed to people of different races as much. But people from North America, come on. You should know better.
It's like, I thought about it before, and it's like, the problem with a lot of them is that a lot of these people do not know actual, factual, living human beings of African descent. They do not at all. Even though they may live in the United States.
Like, really?
The black population is like 16%, and it's in pocketed areas across the U.S. Like, there's a large amount in the South, there's a large amount in the Northeast, and then it's spread out in thin amounts across the rest of the country. So it is very possible for you, as a middle-class white person or as a middle-class Asian, to go to school and have maybe one, two black friends who
really?
Aren't... Oh yeah, it really is. Who aren't affected by like something that I would get upset over, either because they aren't aware of how insidious it is or they don't care. Like, every issue that affects me as a black person doesn't necessarily affect the next black person. Like, it's up to you what your worldview is, what you will like, what will get to you and what won't get to you. But just because another person doesn't care does not mean that it's okay for something like this to happen. And that's part of where we get lost. Because you see a lot of people say, well, I'm black and this doesn't bother me. Well, good for you. But it bothers other people. And the fact that it bothers other people is what makes it not okay.
Yep.
So, and I think the constant reinforcement that they see from the people that are in the K-pop fan base that are black, you have a lot of people, younger people especially, that will say, well, he just doesn't know any better. But they don't have much black people in Korea, so how is he supposed to know that this is racist? Or how is she supposed to know that this is racist? How are they supposed to know this isn't an okay thing to say? And to me, yeah, there is the language barrier of language and cultural barrier, but that doesn't excuse personal responsibility of adult human beings to try and not be shitty to other human beings. And then when you look at the fact that you can make an argument that pretty much all of K-pop has been appropriated from black culture in some way, and it's pervasive. And if we really paid attention to everything, we would just be upset constantly. You could make that argument. You could also make an argument that what they're doing is appreciating the parts of black culture that we don't pay as much attention to. K-pop has a lot of R&B and hip-hop influences that we don't necessarily get as much of in mainstream Western music because it's a few years behind. That's fine. Yep. But how far is too far? And that's really the problem. Like, when you look at that video that ended up on World Star Hip Hop of these dudes dressed as Tupac, basically, or dressed as amateur bloods, like, that was firmly straddling the line of appropriation. And are we supposed to be okay? Are we supposed to, like, I couldn't even get mad at that point because you just look silly. And it's just,
just going to say it's only outfits. Like, you know, it's fashion.
Yeah. But part of the problem is taking another person's culture and wearing it as just an outfit or as just fashion. And we're at this point, I think, where we need to, it's obviously not our responsibility to educate people because you have to really learn for yourself how to interact with people of different cultures, not only in the area around you or the school you go to or the job you're at, but online as well, because so much of our time is spent online interacting with people from all over the world. And just as you would expect me to be conscious of little things in Korean culture that there's no way I could possibly know, because A, I'm not Korean, B, I don't speak Korean, and C, I've never lived in Korea. So these are all things that you would pick up for those reasons. But you expect me to be considerate of the fact that this person is Korean and they won't do certain things or do certain things. But you won't be conscious of the fact that I'm West Indian and I think a certain way, I behave a certain way, and I'm used to a certain level of things, and certain things offend me. If you want me to extend that courtesy to some person I don't know, we'll never meet, we'll never probably have a conversation with because they're above my pay grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're above your pay grade? Okay.
Yet, you and I, who are more likely to be on the same level, you won't extend that courtesy to me. And then you will have the audacity to try and tell me what I should and shouldn't be offended by. Like, it really comes back like, yeah, this dude is probably an asshole. He's probably a person who is going through, in front of us, an identity crisis.
I think that's what's happening. He doesn't know what he is.
Doesn't know what to do with himself, or how he fits into his particular society, or where he wants to live. Because for all we know, he wants to drop out of Big Bang and go move to LA or Las Vegas or New York or somewhere else in the States.
I have a feeling he wants to just drop out of Big Bang and just live in LA or something. Yeah.
And he wants to be like Danny. Like, for all we know, that's what his problem really is. But that's not a conversation we're able to have with him. But we can have that conversation with the regular people that are defending him vehemently, that are saying that his behavior is fine. Meanwhile, like, I'm seeing people on my timeline literally every day disavow being fans of Taeyang over what is seen as increasingly worse antics day to day.
Yeah.
It's like, if you found Jesus, that's swell. But maybe you should ask Jesus, like, what you should be doing when it comes to your behavior, because it's really off.
I know. But, you know, I mean, I haven't really gone to the point where I'm going to say I'm not going to be a fan of Taeyang. because, you know, I wasn't really much of a big Taeyang fan in the first place, because you know me, I'm a top girl. But, you know, it's really starting to bug me right now, the way he's acting out. See, I don't care much about what Taeyang does, but he has made me sit up and take notice of what he's doing. And that's a lot, okay? That's something huge, right? Because I only care about top most of the time. Not unless it's a big scandal, I'm supposed to care about something. But things like this, I notice because it's becoming huge. And Taeyang, what is wrong with you? Tell someone, tell a friend. Go call your friends in LA or something. I don't know.
Get someone to talk to you.
Yeah, get someone to talk to you. Preferably someone female. I don't know. Or maybe get a girlfriend. Taeyang, what is up? Maybe he has a girlfriend. I doubt it. The way he's acting out right now, I don't think he has a girlfriend.
Acting out because he can have a girlfriend. I don't know.
Probably. I mean, he's been busy with G-Dragon lately. Oh my god, that's scary.
Who hasn't been busy with G-Dragon lately? To wrap this up with G-Dragon, who is just
this pretentious textbook. Little piece of shit? Okay. Oh my god, GD. Okay.
All right, go ahead. G-Dragon has done the classical YG artist thing where they say something that they immediately should have taken back. Like, several months before, CL said this thing where she believed Korean singers are more passionate than Japanese singers, which should have never came out of your mouth as someone promoting in Japan. But G-Dragon said this thing where he doesn't
Korean
believe...
Korean music is so limited in a nutshell.
It's diverse enough. He doesn't believe it's unique, that it and he goes on, he uses this example of how he listens to so many different genres so he can come up with the music that he does. And I'm just like, so all those different genres that you listen to allow you to release the same cookie cutter crap that everybody else is doing, right?
All those different genres that you listen to allowed him to release Get Your Crayon. There you go.
And it was
electro
just like,
shit. This little boy, I'm gonna call him a little boy right now. This, you, GD, you are such a pretentious piece of turd.
And it's like,
what is up?
I'm upset because I saw it coming, but I still let it happen in front of me. It's like one of those things where you feel like you could prevent this horrible 13 car pileup, but you don't do anything and you just stand. Because I feel like we've allowed him
to be like this, yeah.
Because we've all preached about how he's a, not me specifically.
Not me too, no.
Preached about how he's a genius and how he's God's gift to the music industry. And it's
I never
just,
said that. Did I you know, say something like that?
I'm using the general we here. But, and now this is what we've got. Now this we've got a guy who clearly thinks he's better than the rest of the idol manufactured industry, which YG artists always thought they were, but it's funny because they're basically just as bad.
And I gotta say, GD, you're the root of all evil. Stop complaining.
Oh my god, I wouldn't go that far. But
seriously, like, remember, okay, what you know what I was telling you about earlier? When did all this electro shit start? Back in 2007,
seven.
With a little song called Lies.
Oh, wait, it was
written by someone called G-Dragon.
And composed.
GD, you have no one to blame.
Written and composed
but yourself.
By Kwon Ji-young, yeah.
You have no one to blame but yourself.
And the sad part is that he's been chasing, Big Bang, Beast, everybody has been chasing the success of the song Lies since it released. And nobody has really managed to recreate it. But we keep taking... And it's sad because Big Bang leads the industry with trends and all that. But yet everybody keeps coming up with the same crap. Unless he's trying to say that he makes distinct music and then everyone copies it. Which doesn't make any sense. Because you're basically copying the trends in European music. So where's the uniqueness and individuality exactly?
No, he's just copying Will.i.am, you know.
It, even more so. Like, there's no uniqueness and individuality in what Will.i.am does. So, I'm even more confused.
So, yeah. This guy, what is wrong? But you know what? To be fair, I agree with him. There is really not much diversity in K-pop. But this coming out of his own mouth?
I do agree, right? But it's like the story where you ignore the plank in your eye to pick out the speck of sawdust in the next person's eye. Like, yeah. This is the most hypocritical thing he's probably ever said.
Yeah.
And it's made even worse because I'm sure he does not know that he is as at fault, if not more at fault, than a lot of other people in the industry. Like, I honestly think he thought he was making a genuine criticism of other people and that he believes that his music isn't like this.
Oh, really?
I think
he's disillusioned that his music isn't like this. But I don't know, Dee. Get your crayon, huh?
I so hate that song.
Yeah. But he has some good songs. Like that song with Doki, Light It Up. And I loved his Heartbreaker album.
You know? There are things he's done that are good. But I don't think he's as special as we seem to want to believe he is, and that he seems to has bought into it. I think that we're going to remember him and Big Bang as a whole as not anything overwhelmingly negative, but as a blip on the radar in this mess of electro-inspired music. Like, we're going to remember, because he mentioned something about wanting to go back to a time when we made and I think he's using the we as in Korean music, when all of Korea made interesting songs that meant something. And the thing that came up when I saw that was, when did you ever make a song that meant anything? Like,
that's too much. Maybe Light meant something to him.
I'm just trying to think of a song that they've made that's made me feel anything. And aside from, I don't know, Elation? But nothing else, really.
Let me think. Nothing. Always. Remember that
song? We did like that song. But that was... we liked that song because it reminded us of Backstreet Boys in that era.
Yeah, I love that song. Gosh, the songs that I love from Big Bang came from the old era. And of course, you know, something from the new era, Bad Boy. That's about it.
We love songs that they're never going to make again.
Yeah. But I don't know, GD. Maybe he's just wishing for something, but maybe he's just so sick of things.
I mean, I feel like you had both G-Dragon and Taeyang basically grow up in this trainee system, and they've never had a reality, almost. Like, their whole life has been distorted, and you're gonna have a lot of idols growing up in the next couple of years that grew up under this distorted reality. And everyone kind of has this actualization when they pass into adulthood and they start to mature. And when you suddenly realize that, wow, this person that I was at age 19 was a huge dick, and why did anybody ever spend time with me or think I was an okay person? And they're probably battling through that sort of stuff right now. But of course, it's public, because they don't know how to be anything other than public. And people are going to stick microphones in your face, and they're going to ask you questions. And you're going to say things that you should really think about before you say. It's like you just insulted all of the whole music of your country in every genre. As though you were an authority on this sort of thing. As though you were the person who's allowed to say it. For lack of a better word.
He feels like he's the authority. But I sort of agree with him, because there's a part here that he says, you know, after he said, I wish I could go back to the time when we made music that made memories. And then he says, in other countries, as long as a song is good, a new album can have a positive response 2, 3, or even 6 months after its release. That's the thing with K-pop. Everything is so so fast. You know, you release a song, you have what, 3 weeks to promote? Is that it? Is it the 3 week or 3 month, 3 week cycle now?
At this point, it's like 3 weeks.
That's the sad part. I remember back in the day when there were a few idol groups, you know, when they would perform the shit out of one song.
Like, Wonder Girls were performing, they debuted in January and they were performing Irony into April. So that should tell you how long they used to perform a single song.
Yeah. See, that's why their albums, that's why they had full-length albums at that time. That's how releases were. You get a full album, not some mini-album crap. And you know what? I blame YG for this as well. The appearance of the EPs. I think it all started with them, right? With Big Bang?
Yep.
So, it's all your fault. Now I just realized, okay, you go on and complain about, an album having a positive response after 3 months or 6 months. YG was also part of the problem. Maybe they were just adapting to the times, okay? Mini album sounds good because, you know, that way we can release another mini album in a span of 3 months or 6 months, right?
Yep.
That means that we have more presence. But during that time when they became popular, the industry or the market wasn't that saturated. I wonder why they made that decision, though. I mean, no idea. It just occurred to me now that they have been part of the problem, too. But right now, I understand the importance of the mini album and the single because look at all these people debuting. What, you have 3 weeks? The average lifespan of a song, of a promotional cycle, is 3 weeks. Yeah. I understand, in a way. I sort of agree with him. I wish we could go back to a time where music meant something, but who knows how far back we have to go.
I mean,
but of course, this is pop music, D.
Can you even unring the bell? Like, I'm not sure that's even possible, that we could go backwards. Like,
no.
The idol system, I think, has to collapse. Like, that would be the only way that could be major change. If it was literally impossible to profit from the current way things are being done. If the fan base, for some reason, I don't know what it would take, if the fan base suddenly evaporated, if nobody was willing to be bled dry for all of the different variations of this album, version A, version B, version C, and now the repackaged version A, B, and C, if we were unwilling to buy merchandise, if we were unwilling to camp out on websites and defend our favorite idols to the death, if we were unwilling to buy tickets at the crack of whenever the site opens, if enthusiasm suddenly disappeared for whatever reason, I don't even know what could possibly
cause it.
Then, and they were forced to actually innovate.
What about dating scandals? Like, you know,
everyone would have to be in a dating scandal simultaneously. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
And it would all have to be, like, with the worst possible people. Like, each fan base would have to have the most popular member date the one person that everybody else hates. God. That would have to happen
example,
constantly.
For SHINee, Minho would be dating someone like Crystal. That would be awesome, right?
And then, you would have to have several beloved people come out of the closet. Like, it would be like, then someone has to kill someone else and someone gets caught up in an actual criminal scandal, or several people, or there's some large conspiracy with a few idols doing criminal acts and they all get caught, and then these people are draft dodging. Like, it would have to be this amalgamation ridiculous scandals all going on at once to just disillusion people like that, and like get the parents of kids in Korea just be like, whoa, we don't want our kids listening to this stuff, because clearly this is what it turns people into. Mm-hmm. And our kids need to study and focus on this, and they stop spending the money, then yeah, they would definitely be forced to look into someone else, to give somebody else opportunities.
Do you think the local fans are to blame? Or I think I need to blame the international fans.
I think increasingly the international fans are becoming to blame, because honestly, we get, what, 30% of the whole picture of whatever the whole picture could possibly be. So we often are going to support these people far beyond the point where they were going to fade into obscurity, because again, UKISS is probably the prime example of a group that would have disappeared if not for the international fan base that is mm-hmm. orders of magnitude bigger than their Korean fan base. And we're able to sustain people beyond where they should be. And you have people that are groups that are catering directly to the international fan base because they know that's all they have. So, and as K-pop becomes more and more widespread, it may become more and more impossible for Korean music to diversify without, like, foreigners coming into the market and pushing the genre forward.
Yep, agree. I don't know. I mean, something has to give eventually. Maybe it's just normal market cycles. You know, the market isn't going to be big enough to support all these idols. Eventually it will happen, not market saturation. And we're pretty much close to it. If we keep on churning out all these groups and idols and stuff, maybe we will wake up to a day without K-pop. It's going to be difficult. I don't know. But then, you know, we have, the thing here is that even if it all comes tumbling down in Korea, Korea has made it their mission in life now to promote outside of the country, to go international. Yep. I mean, haven't you noticed that the government has been targeting all these countries? Like, you know, the spread of K-pop isn't just a coincidence, you know?
Yep. Is, no. What do they call it? It's like cultural
something.
Not warfare, but...
Wow. It's,
I don't think
something
it was warfare,
like that.
But it's like cultural. A cultural... Ah, oh, Jesus.
They spread culture, Korean culture, through K-pop, or Hallyu.
Yeah, they use K-pop to drive the spread of Korean culture, which is going to increase their influence in the rest of the world. It's going to make people more aware of the fact that there's not only a Korea, but there are two of them. And
yeah, and they're rich now. They have lots of money.
One of those places is where your phone probably came from.
Oh, true. I have a Samsung.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. That's how it is. That's how it is. In the end, it's not about entertainment. It's not about the music. The spread of Hallyu is about nationalism and propaganda.
Yep.
You have to realize that, people, okay? So it means that you have to be very smart consumers.
Okay. Choose what you're willing to put your money behind well.
Mm-hmm. So that is so true, and that's why I only put my money behind not a lot of people.
Yeah, I radically decreased the amount of people I was willing to support financially. Because, I mean, it is an impossible goal to... Because a lot of people have 10, 15, 20 different artists they like, and it's really not realistic to spend money on all of them. You will end up very, very broke.
True. So, yeah, lesson learned, choose wisely, okay?
Yep.
Don't fall for pretentious shit like whatever GDS said. You know, have your own mind, have your own opinion, and know when to believe, okay? It's really up to you if you want to believe what he says. Hey, I'm not stopping you. But you have to look at things in a very objective manner. Otherwise, you'll be just as brainwashed as the other person. Okay? You don't want that. So, I'm done ranting.
Good. Because at some point, we got to put a moratorium on Big Bang. Hopefully, they'll stop doing stuff that's distracting from music.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got to talk about Big Bang more. Out of all the people in Big Bang right now, the ones that are, you know, well-behaved at the moment are, of course, Taesung. And Top. Taesung, you know, you're right. He has to behave because he just had this little traffic accident. Like, you know what happened there. Someone died.
where he was found not legally responsible for the guy's death, but someone did die.
Yeah, someone died. And Top is just so perfect.
I don't know. I think he's just antisocial. I don't think he's perfect.
Kidding. Yeah, he's just very quiet. He chooses to be quiet. And I think out of everyone in Big Bang, he's so antisocial. You're right. It's like, doesn't he have any friends? Oh, I know he's friends with Jae Chung and Kim Yoon Jung, but you know, he doesn't do anything crazy in public. Yeah. Or maybe he's all into this idols are mysterious kind of thing.
He hasn't really messed up since that time he got caught coming out of his girlfriend's house, like, Jesus, 5 years ago. Like, that was the last time he's made a mistake.
Is that even supposed to be an issue? Remember?
Of course not. Are we pretending like that didn't happen? Because it did. At the time, I was totally pretending like it didn't happen. But, God.
It did happen, Dee. It was Shin Minna.
Thank you.
And he's so, yeah,
I was trying to remember what she was famous for. Yeah. But
she's an actress.
I know she's an actress. She's the show.
My girlfriend is a Gumiho.
Yeah. She blew up after that show. This happened when she was more famous than him, but not as famous as she is now. Yeah. So everyone was just like, how did he pull that? And then it just
went away.
It's like, YG dumped 10,000 tons of dirt on it and it just disappeared.
I know, it just disappeared, right?
Like, and it would be awesome if we found out that they were still together. Like, if that was a thing, that would be hilarious.
I don't think they're still together. Maybe
it's not. It's been like 5 years. There's no way that lasted.
But do you think Top is dating someone right now?
More than likely.
He's
what, 26?
Not dating D, but probably he's just sleeping around, I think. Why dating seriously.
Why can't we believe he's in a serious relationship with someone? We're adults. It could happen.
Mm-hmm. Not at this moment, because he's been so busy with his world tours and drama filming and stuff. Not drama, but movie filming. Right now, probably he's not, but maybe last year or really this, no. Yeah, last year or maybe 2 years ago, he was.
Maybe he should join the army and he can find a girlfriend the same place Rain did.
Oh, yeah. He'd end up dating, he was one of the pretty faces in Korea.
I don't know who the next person is. I don't even know how the list goes.
Yeah, but there's Kim Tae-hee, and then there's, Jun Ji-hyun's married, so
yes, she's
take her off the list. Who else? Oh my god, who do they go gaga for? Like, it was meant to be pretty and stuff.
I think the rest are, like, little girls. So, I mean, obviously not compared to him so much, but early 20s people. Like, if he came out of the army and he was dating Yuna or something.
Yikes. What if, okay, just for example, you know, Top was dating another female idol. Like, let's say someone from Girls' Generation.
But, like, I think the actress thing is such a bigger slight because the actresses rank higher than idols.
Yeah, true. It's so true, though. It's so true.
So it would hurt so much more if it's an actress.
Definitely.
This idol dude that was trying to be an actor pulls one of the... And it doesn't even have to be one of the prettiest actresses. Like, even if it's just one of the most well-paid actresses or one of the best actresses, I think that would be the funniest.
Oh, my God. That would be horrible.
Because they would get so mad because she has talent and they don't think he does.
Come on, people, I love Top. As an actor, I don't know. But I just love him for being him, you know?
You just like his face.
Yeah, I admit. But come on, you know, at least, you know, people are not going to say he's ugly. One thing, you know, remember Rain? That's one thing. Yeah. But yeah, behave, Top, okay? Don't get into any scandals. The last thing I want to hear is that, you know, you're into drugs. You've turned gay. Please, no. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, if you're happy, but you know, make the girls happier. Okay?
The girls don't get anything out of this. The girls or the guys, whichever way it is. Like, the fan base doesn't get anything. It's just the people in his social circle that he happens to have relations with. Like, they're the ones who benefit. Assuming that, you know, he's a good person to be in a relationship with, he might be a jerk.
Oh, he may be a jerk, though, because he said that he doesn't like girls who swear. He's such a prim and proper kind of dude, I think.
Okay, like, I think we need to get off of this train, because this is going right into fangirl town, and that is not what the show is about.
No, we're supposed to be rational, right?
Exactly. I need to stop you right here and let you know that we are the Always Rational K-Pop Podcast. Okay. We are trying to be more consistent than we are, but I don't know how that's going to work out. The website, if you want to go on it, is airkpop.com, where you can find all of our updates. Our Twitter account is twitter.com/airkpoppodcast, facebook.com/airkpop. The forum is ssanetwork.freeforums.org. If you want to talk to us through email, it's thealwaysrationalkpoppodcast@gmail.com. You can write your own open letter to Taeyang. You can.
Please do.
Yeah, we would love it, honestly. You can tell us your opinions on G-Dragon's thoughts of the lack of diversity in the Korean music market. It's important to note that he said music and not Korean pop. So he's criticizing music culture as a whole. And if you feel like there's anything you have to say about that, we would love to hear that as well. Else, if you have any thoughts on any of the previous scandals we discuss, if you want to talk about who your favorite rookie group is from 2012 or 2013, that we have no idea who they are.
We're pretty sure we have no idea.
And you want to inform us on why you think they are great, feel free. The email is the best place to tell us. Twitter, I don't even know. I don't check it half the time. So,
email. I get it on my iPhone, so yeah, we get the tweets.
Twitter is so much more constricted. Emails, you have no character limit.
True.
Just an open invitation. And you can also comment on the website as well.
Yep.
So, thank you guys for listening to episode 64. Hope to join you again soon for episode 65.
Yeah, soon. Good night. So, everyone, you guys have a great day, great week, great weekend, wherever you are. Bye. This is real fantasy. Because I am playing around. Now, I double X. 날이 또 찌르고 살아나고 있어 Can't let go She does it on and on and on 날 부르고 돌아서고 있어 위험하다고 말해도 들리지 않아 분명히 나를 향한 눈빛 때마치 내게 달빛 넌 모든 걸 다 아는 듯이 나를
난 너를 위한 장난감 목숨은 늘 간당간당해 불안해 확실해 넌 딴 놈에게로 갈아타려 해 오늘은 날 제대로 가지고 놀아줘 머리부터 발끝까지 전부 다 가져해 던질게 놀다 버려도 다칠 준비 끝났어 Don't let me fall
Bye, baby.